AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Newly released files show the FBI concluded Jeffrey Epstein was not running a sex trafficking ring for powerful men. The FBI pored over Epstein's emails and bank records, searched his homes, and spent years interviewing victims. Investigators collected ample proof that Epstein sexually abused multiple underage girls. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports on the Seahawks' 29-13 win over the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Seattle quarterback Sam Darnold helped secure his first title with his only touchdown, a 16-yard pass to A.J. Barner early in the fourth quarter.
I don't think it's really hit me yet, to be honest with you, but it's special. And again, like I always say, it's this group is why it's special.
Jason Myers kicked a Super Bowl record 5 field goals. Kenneth Walker rushed for 135 yards. Seattle's defense recorded 6 sacks. Uchenna Nwosu had a late 45-yard pick 6 against Patriots QB Drake May, who passed for 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
AP's Lawrence Brooks reports on the sentencing of former publisher in a Hong Kong security case.
Jimmy Lai, the pro-democracy former Hong Kong media tycoon and fierce critic of Beijing, has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. It's the longest punishment given so far under a China-imposed national security law that has virtually silenced the city's dissent. The 78-year-old was convicted in December of conspiring with others to collude with foreign forces to endanger national security and conspiracy to publish seditious articles. The maximum penalty for his conviction was life imprisonment. 6 former employees of his Apple Daily newspaper and 2 activists have received prison terms of between 6 years and 3 months and 10 years. The case has raised concerns about declining press freedom in Hong Kong, and Lai's sentence could heighten Beijing's diplomatic tensions with foreign governments. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on Lindsey Vonn's latest crash, her broken leg, and the end of her 2026 Olympic dream.
Skier Lindsey Vonn airlifted off the slopes at the Olympics in Italy after crashing Sunday, the crowd gasping. The hospital says she had to have surgery to stabilize a fracture in her left leg. In January, the 41-year-old tore her ACL in her left knee. A U.S. ski team doctor says she will be okay, but it will be a process. Within moments of the start of the race, Vonn lost control, clipping a gate with her right shoulder and pinwheeling down the slope, ending up on her back, her skis crisscrossed below her, screaming in pain. The safety airbag under her racing suit inflating, possibly softening her landing. Teammate Breezy Johnson went on to win gold in the women's downhill after Vonn did it 16 years ago.
My heart aches for her. It's such a brutal sport sometimes.
I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.